I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Tonight's top story, women who marry professional male athletes and then become devastated when they cheat.
That's one PLT, Merdine. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time it was St. Patrick's Day a few years ago, and your friend Ryan and his mom were on Granville Island having some day drinks. They invited you down. You got so excited. Yay. And before you left, you know, they texted you and said, Ryan, make sure you dress up. So you heard that and thought, dress up. Okay, I'm going to go put a suit on because that's what dress up means to me right now in my stupid little brain. So I show up to Bridges on Granville Island and they're there all in their green St. Patty's Day necklaces, wigs, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. And I show up in a suit and they both just look at me and start laughing and they're like, what are you doing? I said, you said dress up. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. And with me as always is Flair Airlines' first openly gay pilot. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hi. Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am Flair Airlines' first openly gay pilot. Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
Yeah.
I have been secretly taking pilot lessons.
Secretly.
Secret fly lessons out in Abbotsford. You know how they do it there.
Yep.
And I've been funneling money from my mother's account to do it secretly.
Oh.
But the thing is, now I work for Flair, so I can start paying that back when it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love when it makes sense.
When it makes sense, because it doesn't make sense for me right now.
I get it.
Yeah. We live in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I have to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm a pilot and the first openly gay one, which is pretty,
pretty
sweet.
Pretty big deal.
Because there are a lot of closeted gay ones at Flair. If you work for Flair, you're gay. You know what I mean?
Well, it's called Flair.
It's called Flair Airlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways, there's a lot of closeted, but not me.
What's the furthest place you've flown to?
Alberta.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
I fly to and from Alberta. It's my only route.
Oh, okay.
But it is a fun route.
Because you're a rookie, essentially, right?
I'm a rookie pilot.
Okay.
Yes. And I like getting off the airport in Calgary and all the helpers at the airport wear cowboy hats and red vests.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the Chili's at the Calgary airport. There's many of them, and they have really cheap margaritas.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And when I go to Chili's, I say, hi, I work for Flair Airlines. And they're like, dyke!
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm open about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do say that there.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, I don't like that. Tell me more about your Irish day.
Yeah, that was quite embarrassing. Sometimes my brain just doesn't compute properly, you know, and you know that.
Yes, I understand.
And I think our listeners know that too. And you know, that text from Ryan just said, hey, make sure you dress up. He meant put on a green shirt, put on, I don't know, a green hat, anything you got, a green tie, you know, do what you can on St. Patty's Day. We just like to, you know, zhuzh it up a bit.
Sure.
And I saw dress up and I'm like, oh my God, okay. So I went and put, I didn't wear a suit, but I wore like a button-up shirt with a tie, nice pants, a belt, dress shoes.
Oh, a tie.
Yes.
You put on a tie?
Yes. Not even a green one, just like dress up. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, like his mom's here, we'll go, that'll be fun. And like, I like dressing up. Like,
yeah.
I don't get to dress up that much anymore.
All right.
So yeah, I went there and then I quickly noticed when I saw how they were dressed and what I looked like. But you know what? To this day, we have a good laugh about it. And really, that's what life's about.
That is honestly mm-hmm. what life's about. Mm-hmm. It's about having a laugh,
yeah.
having a nice time, mm-hmm. and dressing up for your friends.
Yeah, and I like laughing at myself, so it all works out.
Right on.
Because I like attention.
Well, that's a PLT already. We're getting into PLT stories. Hey, I had my birthday.
You did.
I had my birthday.
The big no.
Hey, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
But it's close.
But you're getting close to it. Very close. To a milestone birthday.
I'm almost 50 years old.
No.
I'm not really, but it feels like it. Yeah. It feels like it. Like I'm like, oh my God, I am almost getting there, like in my life.
Yeah, well, I'm almost getting there. So well, that's pretty crazy.
That's yeah. pretty great. Mm-hmm. You look great.
Thank you so much.
You look great. All that work you've got done.
Yeah.
It's paying off.
All the illegal work. I actually got a comment on Instagram about my hairline. And you know what? I'll take it.
Excuse me. I have to tell you something. Mm. Hairlines are hard to come by. Mm-hmm. Myself, I have had a thinning hairline, I think, for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. Never thought it would happen.
Oh.
It has.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
it's gotten
I haven't noticed.
Well, I've got two comb overs on the side. Shit changes when you get older.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Tell me about it.
Hey, tell me about it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting more fuzz on my face.
Yeah.
When did that start happening?
I know. I always have to trim my ear hair and my nose hair.
That's never going to go away.
And my eyebrows. Like my sister, you know, she doesn't live here anymore. But when she did, every time she'd see me, she'd get her scissors out. Cut, 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 yeah. cut. This morning, look in the mirror. I have these huge, big, massive hairs. Like honestly, like an inch and a half long.
Yeah.
Snip off. But sometimes I forget.
Listen, sometimes I don't know what to do with my face because here's the thing.
You don't know what to do with your face.
I don't know what to do with my face. Well, I truly don't know what to do with my fucking face. I'm always trying something.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I have been very privileged in the hair department. I feel like on my face, ask my brothers, they will say, no, you've always had a mustache. I don't think so. I've always, well, maybe like a little one, but like, you know, yeah. I have some girls in my life that all their lives they've dealt with facial hair and, you know, whatever. One time I went to this wedding and the mother of the groom,
she had a mustache?
It was the biggest one I've ever seen.
Like Tom Selleck?
It bigger. And she wore it proudly. Wow. It was like, I remember, and this is, she was so kind. Listen, kindest angel woman.
Yeah.
With a massive stash.
Good for her.
I am telling you, it wasn't peach fuzz. It wasn't just a little stash, teenage stash.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Tom Selleck stash.
No.
It was a, I don't even know how to describe it.
Wow.
A gay man at a leather bar.
I might have thought she was very hot then.
Okay, you might have liked.
Yeah.
But anyway, she wore it proudly. No one talked about it.
Okay.
I couldn't believe no one talked about it. I turned to who I was with and was like, should I be? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But did you see?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course I fucking saw.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess she decides to keep it.
And your friend made you feel bad about it?
Yes.
I hate when that happens, you know? You're like, you keep it in. You find that one friend you think you can kind of, you know, talk to and say, hey, and then they're rude to you.
Well,
you just want to find one girl that, you know, let your hair down with and be like, hey, let's make fun of that person, but we come from a good place.
I just wanted to let my hair down.
Yeah.
The thing was, she said, put your hair back up.
Yeah.
Because you're a bitch from hell. Yeah, yeah. You're a B from H. And I was, because it didn't matter, but it was large.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have now started to get it's like my peach fuzz is getting thicker.
Oh, really?
Is what it feels like. Mm. Here's the deal. I have my birthday.
Yeah, you did. Yes, yes, yes.
I did a forest walk. You know,
I saw the stories. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I had some dinners.
With your family.
Oh, I was with my family and no one fought.
Oh my God. And her family, I'm just going to say it. They're a good looking bunch.
Hey.
When I saw that photo, I was like, is this a catalog? Is this a magazine? Did they get paid? You guys are hot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Have some more of this coffee.
It's mostly just my sister-in-law that lights up the whole photo every single time. She's beautiful.
You all are.
Thank you. Anyways, it was just a really nice thing. I just wanted to say I highly recommend. I know it sounds fluffy and it's like, oh my God, shut up. But it's true. When you focus on just being grateful and focus on yourself, you're a loved individual.
It's true.
People get busy and do something that you like. When I plan my day, I'd never really done that before. I kind of waited for Jenny to plan it for me. She's good at saying what she wants for her birthday. So we planned that. We went to the art gallery. We went to this place for brunch. She was set and she loved it. So I was like, I'm going to take a page out of her book.
Nice.
I said I wanted to go to my favorite sandwich shop. I wanted to go for a forest walk with my family.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to have dinner with her family.
There you go.
And it was awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, I loved it.
Aww.
Anyways, that's me.
You know what? I'm going to actually, my birthday's coming up in a couple of months, and I'm going to now do what you did. Because I've actually never done that before. Really just kind of said, hey, I'm going to go do this, do that. I love it. Unless I get a boyfriend in the next 2 months, then bitch, you better fucking smother me with all the attention, and I expect a fucking party everything.
Hey, party everything?
Yes.
I expect a fucking party everything.
Everything.
Chill out. You didn't hear, listen to a word I said.
Just kidding. The real joke is here. I ain't going to have a boyfriend in the next 2 months, okay?
I didn't want to say anything. Hey.
We have a PLT correction. D?
I made a mistake, Lord. I thought I was wrong.
A few weeks back, I had mentioned that I had friends named Sandra and Sandra, and then their older sister's name was Suzette. I remember now. And I have a little correction. I was wrong. You were right, but it's still very close. Their names were Suzette was the oldest one, then Sandra, and then Sandy.
It's still fucked.
It's still fucked. I have to say, you named your daughter Sandra and then Sandy. And I was like, that's kind of the same name. That's like Sandy is just like, you know.
It's a short form of Sandra.
Exactly. Anyway, PLT correction. If anyone out there was listening was like, I know he's lying because, you know, that happens all the time.
You are a liar.
Yeah, I am a liar. But I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Well, I'm really glad you did. But I got to tell you, it was unnecessary because it's still fucked. I'm going to amp this up a little bit.
Okay.
I have a surprise news article to share with you.
Please do.
Now, this is not a lie. This is true. The headline says, Missouri woman understandably freaked out by nickel-sized spider stuck in her fucking ear.
Oh, stuck?
Uh-huh. This woman, let me just read a little bit of this. Desiree Kelly's eerie experience happened October 18th when she woke up at 5 a.m. feeling a strange fluttering sensation in her fucking ear. At first, Kelly thought the feeling was caused by a tassel on her bed's comforter and went back to sleep. When she awakened again, she considered going to a local urgent care. I almost talked myself out of it because I was like, oh, it's all in my head. It was 5 a.m. and I was tired. I'm sitting in the waiting room and that's when I felt it move again. It was painful. It felt like something was at the base of my eardrum. In that moment, I was convinced it was wax. And then I started crying. One, because it was uncomfortable. But two, I felt embarrassed that now they're going to look in my ear and tell me it's wax. Mm-hmm. Tell me to clean out my ear and then send me home. And then I'm going to get a big bill in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what happened. Instead, a nurse noticed something in Kelly's right ear and told her it definitely wasn't a moth.
Oh my God.
I didn't even think about it being a moth, Kelly said. And the nurse goes, it's curled up in the back. And that's when the fear started to set in. It's curled up in the back.
Oh.
This guy right there. He just waved to me.
Did he?
Yeah. Time out. Ryan is getting construction done on his house. And there is a worker at the window right fucking beside me. And he looked me in the eyes and then we waved to each other.
Oh,
he's literally 2 feet from Ryan's face. The nurse treated Kelly's ear by irrigating it with water and letting it drain in a bowl under her ear. We're dumping the bowl and we're dumping the bowl. We probably dumped it 3 times. And then she goes over to the sink to refill the water. And while she's refilling the water bottle, I feel it moving at the back of my ear.
Mm.
And she's rushing back over and telling me, put the bowl up to your ear. Kelly said she saw a black object fall out of her ear onto the sweater, which made the nurse step back for a second. Then the nurse started to grab at Kelly's hoodie. I watched something jump from my shoulder to the ground, and then I watched it crawl. And that's when I realized it was a spider and that it was alive.
Mm.
I was looking at a live spider, and it wasn't small. I'd say it was about the size of a nickel. Mm. She has a video of it.
No.
It's fucking disgusting. Kelly said that the incident was so traumatic that the nurses had to give me a bag to throw up because I was gagging.
100% me too.
There was a spider curled, that word curled, I do not like.
Disgusting.
In the back of her ear. Do you want to see the picture?
No. Oh, okay.
Brian.
I might vomit. Oh, God.
No, wait. Look at it. Can you even imagine, please. I know we've all talked about this, like, ooh, there's a spider in your ear. Ooh, there's spiders laying eggs. My brothers used to tell me spiders were laying eggs under my skin all the time.
So scary.
A fucking spider crawled in her ear and was moving around in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. I think I put a drill in my fucking ear and just drill right through my hole.
I jump out the window.
You just die. Yeah. You gotta go.
That's it. There's no coming back from this.
I'd either die from the drill or jumping out a window or when I got there and it jumped out of my ear onto my sweater and onto the ground and then I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Great. Give me a scalpel. Give me the fucking whatever you got there and fucking take me out.
Oh my God.
Because I gotta go.
Yes.
Not cool.
That is like, I would scream like a little, no offense, 5-year-old girl. I would scream at the top of my lungs.
That is offensive. Why is it a girl?
I would scream like a baby.
Okay.
I would scream like a baby so hard. I would be, you know, this, you know, 45-year-old man. I would just be like, they'd be like, Mr. Steele, calm down.
Yeah.
That is the scariest thing in the world.
Disgusting.
You ever seen the movie Arachnophobia?
Yes.
It's the scariest movie of all time.
Disgusting.
John Goodman trying to kill him and all that. I just remember being in the theater being...
This girl said that she will now never, ever sleep without earplugs.
Oh my... Well, fair enough. Let's shift gears a bit. My sister messaged me the other day because Christmas is coming up. And guess what I get every year for my birthday and Christmas from my sister, Nicole?
What?
Lululemon.
Yay.
Because she works there and it's great. But at this point now, I want to say I have about 7 pairs of pants. I have the shirt in every different color. I have a lot of Lululemon. And I kind of said, hey, you know what? I think I'm good. And she goes, well, what do you want? And something I've been thinking about lately that I want is a fleshlight. Are you familiar?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my sister for a fleshlight.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of giggled. And I said, that's probably inappropriate. Eh? And she goes, no, but I kind of love it. And I'd love to get that for you. So my sister, my 43-year-old sister, is going to get her 45-year-old single gay brother a fleshlight for Christmas.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Your sister is getting you a masturbating device.
Yeah.
So that you can pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
And she's your sister.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up.
And it's a pleasure for her to get that for you.
Yeah. A lot of pleasure going on.
Wow, there's a lot of pleasures in the steals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's cool. So are you going to get the woman part or the males behind?
Yes. I didn't even think about that. I think maybe. Oh, that's a good question. See,
you don't know the answer?
I haven't even looked into it. I just thought, oh, because I didn't even see. Oh, here's the thing. I'm a poor little thing. I didn't even really, honestly, I've never used one. So I've never even really looked them up. I just kind of like have seen them, you know, a little bit online when I'm looking up other stuff.
What do you?
I'm looking up like politics and the weather.
Yeah,
and sometimes,
yeah.
You know, spam just
spiders
pops up.
Spiders in people's ears.
Yeah, spiders in people's ears and fleshlights, you know.
Same
and
as me.
I'm like, whoa, XXX.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. It's just like thinking about switching it up a little bit with my morning routine. And, yeah, so I thought maybe I get a fleshlight. And I kind of told her as a joke, but she jumped on board. And a few weeks from now, I'm going to be a new man.
You're going to be thanking your sister. Hey, this is Nikki. I just, you know, I used my fleshlight. It was so awesome. Thank you so much, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you, sissy. Thank you, sister.
I actually took some photos. I'll send them your way if you want to see.
Yeah,
it in
she's
use.
Like, show me.
Please, I want to see.
Yeah, before and after.
Yeah, exactly. That's gross.
I'm going to move on. But good for you, Nikki. Good for you.
Wow.
Okay, I have something crazy to share, and this is something that you know about because you were with me.
Let me know.
Remember last episode when I was talking about Uniqlo?
The
future was now, and it was adding up all my bits and ends and odds and bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
My purchases.
Your purchases, your treats, your treasures.
My treats, my treasures, and my things.
Yeah.
My brother Matt was in Scottsdale, and he's like, hey, are you busy? I'm like, well, I'm working with Ryan. What do you want? And he's like, can I FaceTime you for a second? I have to show you something. And I was like, okay, hang on. You know, if it's my family, they want to FaceTime me. I got to do it.
Of course.
He was showing us his driverless car service. He was in the back of a car by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no driver driving the vehicle that was at high speed driving in Scottsdale.
I don't think I could do it.
I was like, what's happening, Matt? I'd never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were there. Because we're not there here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how does it turn corners? How does it switch lanes? How does it park?
Yeah.
He's like, it just does. Then when we got off the phone, he sent us a video of it going around a roundabout.
Oh.
Like a high traffic roundabout off of like a highway thing. It was insane. And then he sent me a video of it parking itself and then driving away. Pulling out, signaling and driving away after dropping him off. No one's in the car.
That's not right.
No one's in the car. Do you understand this? I don't know how we passed this. I don't know how we're there.
Could you get in that car?
I don't know.
I don't think I could. If I was just on my phone in the back seat by myself, I would feel so alone and I would feel like for sure we're going to like go off a cliff or something.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm talking about something that I've never experienced. Mm-hmm. So would I? Maybe. I just can't believe that we're in that time of trusting that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It freaked me out.
Wow. You know what's really not funny?
What?
America's Next Top Model.
Oh my God, Tyra Banks.
I got in a little internet hole, as I do, the other day. And I was looking up Top Model. Because yeah. America's Next Top Model was a part of my life for a very long time. Very long time. I loved it. I watched every single cycle. Remember, they called them cycles.
Oh my God.
Remember?
Like instead of seasons?
Yeah, there were cycles. And eventually she'd let boys in. You know, they tried all the things. One time it was US versus Britain.
Wow.
They really pulled out all the stops at Tyra Banks. She was... You never call a woman crazy, but she was a little bit different.
You're right. She was a little bit different.
And I found an article and there was like the top 30 problematic moments on America's Next Top Model. Okay. I thought I'd take maybe five of them and let you know.
I would love that.
All right. So in cycle four, when Kaylin had to pose in a grave shortly after she found out that her friend had died. So her friend has just died. I want to say maybe the day before, maybe right before filming, you know, like
and
whatever.
They know.
And it's her friend and she's 19, probably 18.
Oh,
they're all
not
young.
Funny. That's terrible.
So when you go through death, I mean, death at any age is difficult. But when you're young, it's new and you don't know these feelings and it's a lot. And then you're on this model show and Tyra Banks is like, get in that grave where your friend is now and pose for a photo. That's fucked. In cycle five, when Tyra Banks implied that Kim should tone down her lesbianness.
Well, she should.
Tone down her lesbianness.
Well, it was going to hurt her career.
Well, maybe back in 2006, but I don't think this day.
What about lesbianness?
Yeah, is that even a word? When I saw it, I was like, oh God, how am I going to say this?
How do you feel about your lesbianness? It is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tyra basically said to her, it was like, yeah, you can come and you can be a lesbian, but we just don't need to know about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That is fucked.
And they let her say that.
In cycle four, when the girls had to model as different ethnicities, some that involved brown and blackface for a photo shoot.
I cannot.
And this is like not 1990, 1985, whatever, you know, like when people, celebrities back in the day were making those mistakes.
Yeah.
This is the early mid 2000s.
I can't.
Tyra and her producers were like, we're going to do it.
Also, all of the people that are involved in that decision all passed that.
Yep.
Or maybe there was one person that was like, I don't know. And they were like,
shut up, Darlene. Get back to work. Get us lunch, Darlene.
Yeah, Darlene, shut up.
Bitch.
The little intern was like, you guys, I don't know. Shut up, bitch. Go get
Lock
us.
Lock her up.
Yeah,
Lock her up.
Get us burgers for lunch.
In cycle 16, when Tyra made 14 girls think they were going home, but they were actually the top 14. And then the top 14 that she said, you guys made it. She had to go let them know that she was lying and they didn't make it.
Why?
I actually want to Google that or like find that on YouTube because that is fucked. Imagine, because I think so. Obviously, there's 28. The first episode, there was always like a million of them, right?
Yeah.
And she narrows it down. So there's like 28 girls split into two groups of 14.
Yeah.
And yep, she lets them know, you guys made it. And then she goes, tell the other group, you didn't. And then she goes, just kidding, you did and you didn't.
Why did she do that?
She's not normal.
Oh my God. You made it, Amy and Ryan. You're going, oh my God, yes. Thank you. Actually, yeah. No, you didn't.
No, sorry. What?
Like, what? You all the,
this is such a fucking roller coaster of emotions.
Why is she doing that?
Because she's fucked.
They were like, anything that we can do for shock value, we don't care about human. Yeah. We don't care about being decent humans.
Yeah.
Frigate.
In the office when they're like thinking of these concepts, Tyra's like, bigger, better. That's not mean enough. Be bigger, bolder. Come on. What else can we do?
100%.
Yeah, throw them out of a plane. I don't even know if that's good enough. Where's their pit? Let's throw these models in a pit.
Let's kill someone.
Let's kill someone this cycle. This cycle.
This cycle.
And finally, in cycle six, when Tyra pretended to faint and scared all the contestants.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
It'll never get old.
No.
It'll never get old. Okay? When she pretends to faint, there are certain things in this world that will never get old.
No.
When Mariah Carey throws the fucking opening pitch, okay, I think at the Yankees game.
Yeah, and it just goes boof down. Yeah,
and it just goes right down. And she goes, I don't know. Tyra Banks passing out and the woman in the snow when she's running and says that it's actually helpful and then she falls.
Yeah, and the grape woman who is squishing the grapes for wine.
Oh, that poor woman.
You do this sound really well.
It makes me sad. It makes me sick and sad to do that.
Yeah.
It was poor thing. She couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. But yes, that one too.
Where is she now, I wonder?
I don't know. Probably still trying to breathe.
Yeah, probably. Poor thing.
Poor thing. Anyways, when she passed out and the way she did it was like, and the girls were like, oh my God, like,
Tyra,
yeah,
oh my
help,
God,
help.
Yeah.
And then she was like, And that's acting. Tyra, something's wrong.
I wonder if there's like actually a therapist or a counselor out there that deals nonstop with ex-contestants of America's Next Top Model.
100%.
And if not, that should be someone's job because you'll be working for the rest of time.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine being on that show and just being told what to do and mm-hmm. like, this is how it works mm-hmm. and like having no rights or feeling like you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if any of them have like tried to sue them since.
Oh, good question.
I don't know, because you know a lot of reality stars are suing different corporate, different, you mm-hmm. know what, the shows.
Yeah.
Like Love is Blind is getting sued.
Oh.
Yes, because Love is Blind a couple seasons ago, because they said that all they did was feed them alcohol. They never gave them food.
Oh.
Yeah, like the conditions. They
My kind of show.
Well, obviously, they're don't go on that show. How about don't go on that show?
Okay, please, no more Tyra. What else you got for me, baby?
So I have a question.
Lay it on me.
Why is it so awkward getting in elevators with strangers?
Oh.
I have to tell you, I'm pretty okay in situations, you know, I guess other than being in a fucking elevator. Mm-hmm. Something happens to me when I'm in that small of a space with somebody mm-hmm. and God forbid I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. Inside, I'm like like freaking out because yeah. I don't have anything to do. We're just in there after floor. I can't wait to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's mom has this elevator that when you hit the floor, you think it's the door's going to open, but then it waits like 5 seconds before it opens. So you're just standing there dead still.
Yeah.
I just cannot handle being in elevators with strangers. It's too fucking, and like when you're in there and you maybe you don't know if you should say hi or bye or not,
like
have a good day, or mm-hmm. if you do say have a good day and they mm-hmm. don't say anything.
Oh.
Also, when Jenny and I are in there and there's another couple in there, I feel the need, like I have to start a conversation with Jenny quietly about something random
mm-hmm.
because we're just otherwise we're just in there silently.
Yeah, like how do your feet feel today? They feel good? Okay, good, great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm like thinking, scrambling of things to talk about.
What's the battery level on your phone right now?
Yeah,
87. Oh, that's good.
Hey, what are you thinking about right now?
Yeah, what's going on?
And make it something not weird. Because they can hear us. Like, I just can't deal with the awkwardness inside mm-hmm. of an elevator.
I haven't had one for a while. In my last building, I was rich enough to have an elevator because I had a boyfriend, so we could afford
right.
a building with an elevator. And yeah, I remember just a nod, a smile, a hey.
But
and
you weren't awkward in there?
It always depended on
the energy
of the two or three or more people in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get the dicks that don't want to talk to you. They want nothing to do with you. And like, I don't know. Are you like a smiler?
I'm okay
are you
with
a
that.
Nodder?
I
oh,
don't
no.
need anyone to like have anything to do with me. If I say have a good day, I would like an acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, someone on their phone, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I have to say, for some reason, for me, I'm like internally not panicking, but like just very aware. I'm
yeah.
just like very insecure in there mm-hmm. and, you know, just want to make sure that, hey, so usually I'll, you know, sometimes I might say, yeah, hey, or like if I don't want to talk, but then I'm like, should I be saying something to them? It's just us. So
mm-hmm.
up all the way up until the 20th fucking floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just in this tiny box together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know each other.
I used to hate too when it stops like 5 times before we get to your floor and people keep getting out and everyone gets out and they usually say, have a good day.
Yeah.
And that can be a little annoying every time too. I'm like, okay, come on. We can all just like, we don't need to do this every time.
We don't need to do it every time.
You ever fart in an elevator?
Yeah.
You actually have?
By accident.
No, you didn't.
Yes. You've never done it by accident in there?
I don't think so.
I remember I did it once and I was like, sorry. And Jenny was like, we're not even at our floor. It could open. And I was like, well, I didn't know what to, I just did it. And then I was like, please, God, Jesus, universe,
yeah.
anybody, make sure that this doesn't smell.
Yeah. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
No, have you?
No. But it happens, I think, a fair bit. I've seen a lot of Instagram stories and photos from friends that are like, yeah, I just spent the last hour in this elevator or 3 hours, like sometimes groups of like, you know, 8 or 9.
No.
That's
Brian, what if that happened to me?
Your phone was at 1%.
What if I got stuck in there with people or a person?
Yeah.
And I had to be in there longer than 2 minutes.
I don't know.
I might die. I might try and bust open the top and climb the cables.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like pressing help, help. And they're like, oh, help is on the way. Just wait. It's going to be 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm busting out the top. No, ma'am, please don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm climbing
Too late.
The cables.
You've figured it. You've opened up the thing, the whole like panel, and you're like rewiring it. Oh, I fixed it, Darlene.
Yeah. Wait, honestly, Darlene.
It's
also.
Always Darlene.
It's always
yeah.
Darlene
yeah.
or Chantel or Merdine.
We've moved on.
Yeah, we moved on. As long as I'm out of that little box
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting on top away from them
yeah.
and maybe I can cover the hole,
yeah.
I'd be happy. I'll be like, I'm in the rafters. Come get me in the rafters when you come.
Do you get claustrophobic?
No.
No.
I just don't want to be with them. I don't want to be with the strangers in that close of proximity in that little box.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's horrible now, too. I've brought the whole, like, being stuck in an elevator thing. I think it's going to happen to one of us now.
No, don't say that.
Because, you know, they're listening right now. the elevator gods.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're going to, they listen to the podcast.
They do?
Yeah.
Fuck.
They're going to fuck with us.
I went to my friend Kelly's house yesterday and I went in her elevator and actually I had an intrusive thought where I was like, if this breaks down, do I have enough room to lay down? Mm-hmm. And I did, so I like that. And no one else was with me.
Yeah.
So I could be okay in there by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with anybody.
Okay. I like when an elevator has a mirror. One last thing about elevators, we're really going off.
Oh, yeah.
When they have a mirror, sometimes they don't have mirrors. I need the elevator because sometimes I'm going to an appointment or something and I always want to look my best. How's my front bangs doing? Like, how's my zhuzh at the top? You know, how do I look? I want to see. Am I sweating? Do I have a booger in my nose? Do I have lettuce in my teeth?
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I was just watching another reality show and one of the guys had a booger in his nose.
Oh, my God. This is a full thing.
Poor thing. And now he has to see that he had a booger and it's a reality star. He's not even an actor. He was just going about his day. Yeah. But still, you're on camera. You got to check.
You got to check.
You have to check. If it were me, I'd be like, got it, booger check, guys. It would be in my contract. Yeah. I'd be like, stop. I have to check every 3 minutes to see if there's a boog in there. Mm-hmm. I have a secret mirror inside my breasts and I just check down every time.
Okay, my horny girl, I got to tell you something.
What?
We do this podcast and you tell me things sometimes and I'm just kind of like, because I know nothing about that.
Right.
I know nothing about grizzly bears. You saw a grizzly recently and you told us about it. And, you know, I waited a couple weeks, but I went into a deep dive yesterday. I wanted to see how big they are compared to other bears. And so then I'm on this whole bear thing. I have to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of a sloth bear?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to show you a photo of a sloth bear. And if you're at home right now, you know, you're on your phone listening to us, whatever you're doing, I need you to Google sloth bear because they're an interesting looking animal. And I just need you to take a little gander at these babies and let me know what you think.
No. Yeah. I don't like that.
Because...
I don't like that. Show me this one. It looks like a dog.
Right now we're Googly imaging a sloth bear and
show me that one.
They are
no
real like I think
show me that
one. Very scary. Like look that. At the nails.
Show me this one. No, Brian.
A sloth bear, which is kind of what you'd think it is. It kind of looks like a sloth and a bear.
This sloth bear is fighting a tiger. Look at that.
Whoa, shit.
The sloth bear has fingernails like a sloth.
Yeah, they're gigantic, but then the kind of the face of a bear and
like,
a dog.
No, it looks like a bear, a dog, and can you zoom into the other one you were just in, like with your fingers? Okay, I don't like that.
Okay, so now if you're with us on the ride right now, if you're looking at one, just look at the sloth bear. Imagine though, a couple little earrings on it, maybe some blue eye contacts, a little bit of, I don't know, blush and lipstick.
Maybe if they had like blue eye contacts, I would like that. But I don't know.
I was just trying to think because, like, if you're not looking them up right now, we're gonna let you know sloth bears are. I don't want to say not attractive because, you know, we're all different.
Hey, everybody's different.
Everybody's different. But they are, you know, they ain't the prettiest animal I've ever seen. I'll just be pretty blunt. But yeah, who knows? Maybe if they were on a makeover show.
Those are sick.
Yeah.
Maybe they were on a makeover show.
Maybe, yeah.
Bring out the sloth bear.
Yes. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, wow. There's such a change on what's the Canadian, was it the talk? Where they do like a makeover.
Yes.
Our friend Mona.
Yes.
Mona Mansour could exactly. do like a whole makeover. They've got blue. What would we do? Yeah. Blue eye contacts, jewelry, maybe like a dress of some sort.
Yes, a nice little outfit.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The audience is like, yeah. That'd be cool.
I really like that I saw a grizzly bear and you were like, I better do some bear research. And you found sloth bears.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know that I held a raccoon once?
Oh, no, I don't know
and
that.
And this sloth bear, beautiful, is reminding me their fingernails. That's the same as a raccoon.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I held a raccoon and it was disgusting. I hated it.
Sloth bears.
Do you ever think about TV film like animal handlers and like how they like bring their weird pets to like commercials?
Yeah.
I did a commercial once with a raccoon. And the handler was as interesting as you thought they might be. Like, that is, they're interesting people.
Because they own the raccoon?
It's their raccoon.
Oh, wow.
Like, what? Ooh. And how do you register your raccoon? Like, how do people find you?
And do they audition? Because if so, there's probably only like three of them in town. And they're always, oh my God, here, Christy's here with, you know, little minx.
And I don't know. And like, exactly. And how do you know they're like... trusting, like I was gonna say trustable. How do you know they're trustable?
Well, D, yeah, that's a word for me.
Is that a word?
It is now.
D, you don't know D. yeah, I don't know if they're if like you can trust them because I don't know. Did they go to school for handling these animals? Have they like done the science on like their behavior?
Do they name the animals? Like, do the raccoons get names?
It had a name, but I forget what it was. It was like probably like Pepper or some Peppy or something or Pepe. I don't know, but this whole time I'm lying. It was a skunk.
Oh, it was a skunk.
Damn it. Okay, it was a skunk. Forget. everything I said was still true, but it was a fucking skunk. Okay, the fingernails remind me of a skunk. We can put it on Patreon. I'll put the picture on Patreon of me holding this fucking skunk. It's terrifying. Anyways, okay, sorry. So yeah, regardless, no different. This handler owned a skunk.
Yeah.
How did they get the skunk?
And like, does the skunk live in their house? Like, does it have a little cage or something?
I don't know. I doubt it lives in a fucking cage. I bet it just lives like a roommate.
Is there like a skunk litter box that it goes in?
Exactly. Where does it shite?
Yeah.
I remember watching an episode of Hoarders once. And there was a woman who had rabbits, I think, or hamsters or something, live on the bed with her. And she slept in a tiny little corner in the bed. And the rest of the bed was filled with newspapers. And it would just shit and piss all over the bed. Brian, no.
Oh, my God. Like, hey, also, speaking of that litter boxes, I had cats for years. That's one of the worst sounds. When, like, the cat, they're just covering their shit. You know, like,
I have a friend who has a cat. Takes poos like a dad. It will poo. I had to go pee after it went poo. And it's litter boxes in the bathroom. Okay. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to go pee. And she's like, oh, you might want to wait. Bruce just went poo. And I was like, oh, no big deal. It's probably coated. It's not. I went in there and I was like, and I ran back out. I was like, I cannot pee in there. She was like, sorry, I told you.
It's also like when people go poo and they'll like spray before or after, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just making that poo smell worse. And I feel the same thing with litter.
I agree.
The litter's kind of scented sometimes. So now you got this cat poo with a scented litter. It smells worse than just the actual cat poo.
Yeah. It smells like scented poo, like floral poo.
Do you like the matches? I like the matches.
I like the matches.
It does get the sulfur or whatever. It does a good job of like, you know, getting rid of the smell a little bit. And I like that combination of poo and matches.
Me too. I don't want to smell poo and Febreze.
No.
Stop doing it.
They don't go together.
They don't go together.
Yeah. My friend Rob pooed in my apartment yesterday. He's like, hon, where's your like Febreze? I'm like, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Rob, in my apartment, we poo outside.
That's right. If you have to go poo, I don't poo. So I don't poo inside or outside. But if you have to poo, and that's okay because everybody's different.
Yeah.
You go outside.
Yeah.
And that's the rule in my house.
Yeah.
Everybody has rules. It's be nice to the chef, give me some wine, and poo outside. That's what it says in Ryan's kitchen.
That's exactly what it says.
And I know that. If I have to, I don't poo, but if I did, I go outside.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
It's 2023, almost 24. Like, what don't you understand about that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What don't you get?
What don't you get?
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The other day I was doing a work thing and I came into the bathroom and someone was coming out of the stall who I knew. So I addressed and said, hi. Well, they had just taken a very large, you know, something was up.
Yeah.
Something was wrong. Okay. It was really, really deep, dark, and you could smell it for miles.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
They were in the bathroom. They're allowed to do that. So they left and I was like, oh my God. I have to go pee so bad, but I got to get in and out of here as fast as I can because if someone else comes in here and sees
they're going to think it's you.
I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I went pee as fast as I could, wash my hands. I'm like, oh my God, yes,
please,
Jesus,
please,
Jesus,
please,
Lord
please,
is looking
please,
after
please,
me.
Please,
oh my God,
please.
It's worked. Nope. Right before I'm drying my hands, right before I leave, someone who I just met came in, addressed me, and then I left.
You didn't say it wasn't me.
I wanted to.
I would have.
I wanted to go,
that wasn't me.
I wanted to go, whoa. that's, I can't, that wouldn't, there's no way that this body would hold that.
Oh man.
And I didn't get to say that. So then they now, for the rest of like, they think about this time, this day in their life, Amy did that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't.
We don't talk about poo here. Yeah. I don't want to, and because I don't.
Yeah, it's not a poo podcast.
And neither do you.
If it was, we'd call it a poo cast.
We'd call it poo little thing.
Poo little thing. Oh my God, zingers got, left and right.
If you guys want us to call it poo little thing, that'd be terrible. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. Okay, I have to tell you something really interesting.
Okay.
It's a family secret.
All right.
D. I'm gonna give all my secrets away. Thanks, D. You know what? I don't care what people say about you, D. You are good for something.
Yeah, you're pretty good with the levels lately and the sound effects.
Yeah, lately, fine. We'll give you a compliment. You're pretty good with the levels lately. Mm-hmm. But don't let it get to your little head.
Don't. And I really like your track pants today.
Yeah, those track pants are cool. But quit with the swishing around with them. It's pissing me off. Okay, so I was over at my mom's house. And lately I've been thinking, like, I got to put my parents on tape, or I need to ask them more questions or write down our family history. Because I've always been one of those shitty kids that never really asked. Mm-hmm. Like, other than the Titanic story where they lied to me all of my life, I've never really been, I don't know, I need to ask more questions. What were you like in high school? Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of jobs did you have?
Yeah,
blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I want to know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm trying to be a better kid that way, and I'm genuinely interested. Anyways, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was talking to me about how I knew she was a phone operator.
Okay.
And back in, like, I want to say this was probably in the 70s, maybe. Yeah, 70s, probably early 70s. My mom was a telephone operator.
That's really cool.
And how that would work is if you wanted to make a call, you would call the operator, mm-hmm. and then you tell them where you wanted to call, and then you'd put in your money, mm-hmm. and then, like, at the payphone or whatever, you'd put in your money, and then they would connect your call and wait for you to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these plugs, like, you think of, like, a big, like, I don't know, like a guitar plug or something, mm-hmm. that you plug into this wall. So she would sit in her spot, she'd go get into work. A call would come in. She'd put on her headset. Hi there. Where do you want to call or whatever? And then she'd take her plug and she'd plug it into the wall, and that would, like, connect the calls.
That's pretty cool.
And then she would wait for the calls to be done. You'd listen. Like, you could listen.
Oh.
You weren't supposed to listen, but you could listen until they were fucking done. So sometimes she was on the phone for, like, hours. But the thing is, you'd only be allowed to be on for a certain amount of time until your time was up.
Oh.
So this is what she said to me, okay? I kind of wrote it down because I didn't want to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she'd connect the payphone callers to their call, but they'd have to identify the sound of the coins and do the math each time someone put the money in. And then if they, like she could, yes, isn't this fucked? I was like, Mom, that's not true. She's like, yes, it is. So she memorized the sound of each, like, 10 cents, a dime, a nickel, a loonie, and what that sounded like when it would hit the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would do the math in her head. And so sometimes if they'd be short, she'd have to come on and say, sir, you have to put 35 more cents in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put in more cents, and then she'd connect the call. And then she'd make sure to listen, and then she'd wait for them to be done.
Yeah.
And then there was a certain amount of time that you could be on the phone, I think for like 3 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd have to come on and go, this is the operator speaking. Sir, your time is up. And then if they wanted to put more money in, they could extend, but it had to be the right amount. And she heard it.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
So insane. Also, they didn't have loonies back in the 70s.
No, they didn't? Oh my God. When did that come in?
I think like the late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Okay, they're putting in pennies.
They're putting pennies. They honestly
35
were.
Pennies, probably.
Pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes. That's insane. We were talking earlier about fucking cars that are driving us by themselves. And your mom used to work at a little thing where she would go, okay, I'm going to connect you with that just to talk to someone on the phone.
I can't even.
We've come a long way, baby.
I asked her about any stories that she remembers about like being on the phone. I'm like, you must have heard like the weirdest shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you know what story? One story she did tell me was this brother called his sister and asked if she'd buy him a fleshlight.
No,
I'm just kidding. But she couldn't remember anything on the spot. But I put it to her. I said, hey, try and remember, because that's fucking.
Well, because imagine like somebody like, hey, you got the money.
Yeah.
You got the money. You don't get the money by Saturday, you're fucking dead. Imagine she heard that. Or imagine she heard like, hey, you just left. How fast can you be here?
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, all these cheating, murder. Your mom heard it all.
She knows it all.
She does. And you know what? She's lying to you.
I know.
She does remember. She just doesn't want to tell you.
She probably went on and was like, hi, this is the operator. I want in. Hi, I'd like in on this deal, please.
Yes.
Well, she's pretty underground. I'll tell you that much. That's all I can say is she's underground.
She goes in. She's like, I'm going to put in $10. And then if people people under you put in $10,
yes,
then we're all going to make a bunch of money.
She was in a pyramid scheme, mm-hmm, while being an operator.
This is right.
It's probably why we have a bunker in our house. She's always telling us to go down there when the bad men are coming.
Oh.
I never knew what that meant, but I just thought it was like everybody did that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Anyways, I just thought that was neat.
That's so cool.
I know.
And your mom has such a nice voice. I can like, I know her decently, so I could just hear her. Oh yeah, let me connect you.
Hi, it's the operator.
Yeah, your call's about to expire.
Yeah.
Unless you put more money in.
But then I was like, what if you have a whole bunch of calls? Because she's like, there were only so many of us in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what if you have a ton of calls coming in? She's like, oh, sometimes it would get wild and you're still waiting for the other call to be done.
Yeah.
So not only are you taking new calls, counting the coins, but you have other calls going that you have to make sure that you're timing properly.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have fucking timers on their phones or like anything electronic like that. So she's probably watching the clock, writing it down, coming back and being like, operator, please hold.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll connect your call in a moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
If you want Amy's mom to be a guest on PLT, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Because I did ask her and she said, maybe. But if I tell her that people, that listeners want her to be.
Yeah. There's a petition.
I'll say there's a verbal petition. There's a DM petition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, PLTers, it's almost PLT story time. But before we get there, we got a couple special announcements.
One of these special announcements is extremely exciting.
Very, very, very.
We've been holding on to this for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're only allowed to say so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a secret.
That's what they say.
But we're going to tell you right about now.
Mm-hmm.
D. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. We are going to do a live Ryan and Amy show. I'm so excited, and
I just can't hide it. Yes.
That's right. It'll be in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be early in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a live brand new show, just the two of us.
That's right.
We're super excited.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give you much more information, but it's going to be coming out.
They're listening right now. We can't say too much.
They're listening. Mm. They're always listening.
They're always listening.
The bad people.
The bad people.
We should get in the bunker. Let's go to my mom's. Yes, we're not allowed to say too much, but we're going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-sale tickets are going to be going to our Patreons, mm-hmm, of course, first, always.
Always.
So if you want to get first access to tickets, sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever asked you before, but you should say it's $4.
Yes.
It's $4.
$4.
I don't understand. $4 a month.
Four
Do the
loonies.
Math. Do the math.
That's 400 pennies.
Well, you can't spare $20 a year. I don't know what the math
that's
is,
not,
but
no,
that's not the math.
No,
that's
no,
not
no,
it.
No.
You can't spare $30,
$48
a year. That's the cheapest thing ever. Plus, you get extra content from us and you get to see us.
You're spending money on boxes of wine, fleshlights. You know what?
Exactly.
Go fucking put $4 a month towards your favorite fucking gays on the radio.
Help.
The radio.
Help on the radio. To your favorite fucking gays on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're doing a live show. We're super excited. We're going to have two shows.
Two shows.
You've heard it here. So we're going to have an early show and a late show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars.
That's right.
All we can say is that it's early next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be at an awesome theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some awesome new shit for you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I just got excited.
I'm scared.
Oh my God, I'm scared too.
Let's cancel it.
No, we can't.
Why?
It's we got a couple months and we've already started working on it. I'm proud of us.
I'm nervous.
You should be.
Okay, the second announcement.
Second announcement's more of just a little bit of a request. With the holidays coming up, you know what? It's the season of giving is what they say.
Yes.
And we would love for our PLT listeners to do us a solid right now, maybe tonight, tomorrow, whatever, even in December. But right now would be better.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram, Ryan and Amy Show. Find one of your favorite PLT clips. Off the top of my head, the one where, you know, your mom grew a tail and you had to tell her to stop.
Sure.
And there was also that time that you were, you caught your husband sleeping with your wife and then you hosed them down with the fire department.
That's right.
These were all really funny clips.
Also, Fart Day.
Fart Day. That was really good.
Yeah.
Go onto your Instagram, find it, share it. And when you share it, go, hey, this is my favorite podcast. If you haven't listened to them, please listen.
And tag us.
And tag us.
At Ryan and Amy Show.
We'll reshare it.
Yeah.
Because we just want to show the love. We want to get the love from you. And we don't want to beg. We ain't too proud to... No, we do. We ain't too proud to beg.
We are. We're not too proud to beg. Please, God damn it. Please.
Listen,
everything counts. And we love you guys. And you've done so much for us already. And just listen. Just listen. Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a PLT listener is enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. We accept that.
Yeah.
We love you and cherish you. Mm-hmm. You will join us and rejoice in the gates of heaven when you die with us. Okay.
But you'll be there before us.
But you'll probably, because we're going to live a long time, because the future is now, and we will be getting what we need to stay alive as long as possible.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm going to live to be 200.
I think so too. And we're not sure you're going to have access to that. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you make this podcast even bigger than it is, mm-hmm. and you help share it, because that's huge. Also, yeah. please write a review and give us 5 stars, because that's huge and makes the algorithm make us bigger too.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can give you access to the living forever drug that we're going to get.
Yes.
So it'll be like, sure, we'll take it, you guys, but you have to give us enough for our listeners.
Yeah.
Deals don't come around like this that often,
they
you
don't.
Guys.
And everybody, we're legit.
Folks, they don't.
Folks, listen to us. Come on.
Come on.
Please.
Please. Anyways, everything helps. And we love you so much. We love all the DMs. We love all the you rocks, the comments, the stories. Mm-hmm. We really especially love when you write us and say how much this has done for you, this podcast. We've had some really lovely messages.
Sure have.
Saying that it's made them feel less alone and laugh and maybe even be moved.
Brighten up your day.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyways, I think it's time for fucking PLT stories.
I think it's time to...
You go first.
All right. My story is one I thought I'd never tell. It was a pretty dramatic experience. I'm not going to say where I worked. I'm not going to say when this happened, because I've worked at many establishments over the years, bars, restaurants. But I worked at a place once. And the reason why I didn't want to tell the story is because I didn't want to out this establishment.
Okay.
But because I've worked at dozens, if not hundreds.
You'll never know, if not thousands.
If not thousands in all my years of bartending, you'll never know where I'm talking about. So this place cannot get mad.
That's right.
But I worked at a place once and I was in the back. And sometimes you're putting away the straws. You're putting away the toilet paper, the paper towel. It's what you do in your downtime, because you know what every bar and restaurant has?
What?
A washroom and drinks. And washrooms need paper towel and drinks need straws.
Go on.
Fuck the turtles.
Hey.
And we're back there and I'm with one of my girls and we're having a time.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I feel this kind of thud on my shoulder.
No.
And I thought maybe, you know, because we were like putting things on shelves. I thought maybe something had like fallen or something, like a piece of cardboard or something. And I just kind of like grazed it with my shoulder. But it was kind of heavy. And I was like, what's that? And I kind of wait a few more seconds. But I'm like, I turn around and I'm looking like, and then I see nothing was there where my shoulder would have been to hit it. But then I look down.
No.
I look down and you know what I see looking at me?
Looking at you?
Looking straight at me. It hadn't fallen to the floor. It stopped on the like counter. A mouse.
No.
A mouse. And here's the thing. The mouse had fallen from the gods. Like where?
Like from the air? It like came from the ceiling?
From the ceiling. A mouse came from the ceiling and fell on my shoulder and then didn't even fall into the ground, fell onto the counter. Then I saw it first and I freak out. And then the girl I'm with, she's like, ah! And then, you know, spiders are probably the scariest thing, but mice are right up there behind them. And at this establishment, we had cameras, as you do. And so we go back and we check the camera because we need to see this for ourselves.
Oh my God.
And I see the fucking mouse fall from the heavens, right onto my shoulder, like clean center onto my shoulder, doof, down onto the counter, and on the counter lands on its feet and stomach. And we're like, ah! And then I like finally like queen past it. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta see if I make any drinks. And luckily there was another guy that worked there that maybe had way bigger balls than either of us.
Yeah.
And just literally picked up the mouse.
No, he did not.
With like gloves or something. And then just brought it outside and let it be on with its day. I think if it wasn't dead, it was half dead.
I was gonna say, how did he pick it up?
You just say like by the tail kind of.
But he got it.
But he got it and brought it outside. And who knows? Maybe that, you know, mouse is still with us all these years later and lived to have a great life. Who knows?
Brian.
But yeah, it was very, very weird, I want to say. Like, I don't think I'm a big wuss, but let me tell you, I was a big wuss that afternoon.
Brian, it dropped from the ceiling onto your shoulder?
It did, yeah.
Why did it drop? Why did it fall? And what was it doing? What's up there?
Yeah, it just was, I guess, having a time up there, and it saw me and said, this is it.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I would do. I would run out into traffic. Honestly, if a fucking mouse fell from the ceiling onto my fucking shoulder, And then you were like, oh, and then saw it and it was looking at you. No.
And then I recorded some of the footage on the actual cameras and all I wanted to do was share that.
Yeah.
As you might think.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that to this establishment.
You can't do
and
that.
And that's why I was going to talk about it. But then I thought of a new angle. I'm like, well, I'm just not going to say where I was.
Right. So
I worked
you can tell
at
it.
Red Robin. I worked at Sonar. I worked at 1181. Was it one of those places? I worked at Cactus
Stop
Club.
Stop calling them
Earl's.
All out.
Cactus Club, Earl's. Denny's. I worked Amy's Looney Tunes.
And it's not a bar. It's a store.
No, there's a new one that I worked briefly at Amy's Looney Tunes bar.
What?
It was in Yaletown and it was all drinks were Looney or Tunes. And then they also sold some like dollar store stuff. It didn't last very long.
Okay, now you're lying again. Stop lying. Listen, I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Here's the truth.
Yeah.
If you don't think that all restaurants have mice.
Yeah.
You're something's up. They do. And yeah. I actually didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that, you know, not that long ago. I was like, oh my God. I was actually walking past a bakery.
Yeah.
And there was a mouse scurrying into like all around these like cakes in the mm-hmm. front of the fucking window after like close. And I was like, oh my God, there's a mouse. And the person with me was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, there's a mouse in there. That's a food establishment. She mm-hmm. was like, yeah. They're in all food places. Like, this is Vancouver. It's mm-hmm. all if it's a rat. That's a problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, mice, you can't help it.
Yeah.
But it looks terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I can't believe it fell on you. It touched you.
I know. So there's a couple of PLTs. I mean, I'm a PLT.
Yeah. Because
it chose me.
It chose you.
It chose me to commit suicide
Get
on.
Get out of here, queer.
Yeah. And then the mouse is a PLT because he fell from the sky.
The mouse is a PLT.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, and I'm mad that it did, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Thanks.
My turn. Okay, so this one comes in from a PLT listener.
My favorite.
Okay, my favorite too. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
We already strapped in. You got your cozy hot chocolate,
your
tea.
Glass of wine.
Your rum and eggnog.
Yes.
I don't know, your whiskey on the rocks.
Non-alcoholic beer.
Which one is it?
Glass of cum? No.
Whoa.
That's disgusting.
What? A glass?
That's so gross.
Brian, did you ask your sister for that too?
I'm not that bad.
Okay.
That's for my birthday.
A glass of
cum. I can't. A glass. You know what I want for my birthday, Nikki? A glass of cum.
Yeah, there's a website. Can you get your boyfriend to do it? Okay. No, this is inappropriate. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
My story takes place 13 years ago when I was 18 and living in my small hometown. I went to the club one night and ended up connecting with, let's call him Luke. Luke and I were having a time. When the lights came up, he invited me back to his place. We'd been making out all night and I was excited to have some privacy, so we cabbed to his place. We were both wasted. And when we got to his place, I remember us messing around in the garage and fooling around in like all the different vehicles for a while, Maybe
question mark.
And then it says, maybe on a lawnmower,
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta be careful. There's blades under there.
There is, yeah.
You're not, hey. We were never allowed to mow the lawn with bare feet.
No.
She could have bladed off her ass.
She really could. Also, have you ever seen the movie Maximum Overdrive?
No.
It's this movie with Emilio Estevez in the 80s and all these like machines, like lawnmowers and cars, they just come alive.
Yeah.
What if that happened while they were having sex in them?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Be careful.
Be very careful.
Anyways, they may have fooled around on a lawnmower. She says, I don't know. And then in all caps. What?
It's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then in all caps, it says, anyways,
mm-hmm.
We finally get inside the house. I take my heels off at the front door and we head downstairs.
Classy girl.
Classy girl.
Mm-hmm.
He got also a downstairs bedroom.
Also, she's 18 and was at the club.
Well.
But I didn't want to go there, but maybe it's Alberta. I think you can go to the club in Alberta at 18.
At 18, you can.
Yeah.
And also, his parents knew he wanted to get jiggy with it. That's mm-hmm. why they put his room downstairs.
This is true, like, just like me.
You're 18 now, you're going to be bringing girls home. You can go downstairs. Exactly, just like you
mm-hmm.
and your waterbed.
Yeah, and I did have girls sleep over once, and my dad was kind of like so proud, but nothing happened, obviously.
Was she just your friend?
Yeah, just
and you
my
were
friend.
Like, let's have a sleepover.
Yes, a little queer.
Well, that sounds fun. He goes to his bedroom, and I go to the bathroom so I can pee. Before I leave the bathroom, I notice that on the sink, there's this beautiful silver ring with a really thick band. I love rings, and I'm a bit of a piece of shit. So I drunkenly slip it onto my finger. Then I go back into his room. And I'm a bit of a piece of shit.
So I put the ring on.
So I steal
what?
It. I'm a bit of a piece of shit, so I steal it. So I go back to his bedroom and we start having sex. He's blonde. He's a babe. The sex is hot and I'm drunk. So I'm feeling extra flexible.
Okay.
And I'm trying out all these crazy positions.
I love her honesty.
I know, me too. But with all of these crazy positions, I'm also letting a lot of air into my vajayjay. Mm. So after a while, I start queefing really long and really loud. I'm embarrassed enough already because it's never really happened to me before. But then I hear loud laughter coming from the next room.
Oh my God.
I cover my face and ask who it is that's laughing. And he says, yeah, those are some Swedish hockey players that my family is billeting. Then from the other side of the wall, I hear them mocking me and making queef sounds. They were cracking themselves up, but sort of trying to be quiet about it. It was mortifying. I try not to let it get to me. And Luke and I make out a bit more, but the mood's been spoiled and I don't even want to move anymore because I don't want to fucking risk a queef again.
Well.
So we stop kissing it after a long time of pretending to be asleep. I finally pass out. Uh-huh. She's pretending to be asleep and queefing. Just like sleep queefing.
Are you awake? Babe, you awake?
Hey. Oh,
no.
Who hasn't been there?
Oh, yeah, me.
The next morning, I sneak upstairs hoping to leave undetected, but no such luck. I have to walk through the kitchen to leave, and Luke's dad is in there preparing breakfast, and the mom is sitting at the table drinking coffee. Mm. I'm trying to say a short and sweet goodbye, but Luke's dad is being so nice and pleasant and insisting that I stay for a quick bite. I protest, but he really isn't letting it go, and the bacon smells so good.
Mm.
Hey, damn. I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'd stupidly decided to stay. I grab a plate, sit down at the table, and try to make small talk. A little while later, the Swedish boys and Luke, who thinks I've fucking left, start bounding up the stairs. They're all laughing, and the Swedes are teasing him about the night before. They all come into the kitchen. Luke sees me. The hockey players smile really big at me, and we all have a super strange hello. This now really would have been my time to leave.
Yeah.
But when they all sit down, I'm sort of stuck in the corner of the kitchen, and I decided to finish my plate. Good girl.
Of course.
And then go. Mm-hmm. She needed that bacon.
She didn't finish her plate.
She had a big night. She was on a lawnmower. Yeah. She was on all sorts of a rake, a car.
Had a million drinks. You need that grease. You need those carbs.
She needed it to fill her up.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad said.
You don't want to be rude.
It's very awkward and I'm very hungover. And because of the awkwardness, I start to tap my finger on the table. The tapping draws the attention of one of the hockey players who suddenly points my finger and says, hey, that's my ring. I look down and remember my moment in the bathroom where I put it on. Fuck. I nervously laugh and try to apologize and give an explanation, but the energy at the table has definitely shifted and no one thinks it's funny. I start to try and get it off my finger and it doesn't come off right away. I panic and super fucking weirdly grab the ketchup bottle from the table and squeeze ketchup on my finger to finally get it off.
Well, that's an age-old trick.
Then I lick my finger and lick the ring and pass it over to the hockey player who looks at me like I'm insane.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, just fucking squeezing ketchup on her hand.
This is like, was already a 10 horrifying PLT story and it's like, it's gone above.
This may be the most horrifying PLT story we've ever gotten because
think so.
Guess what? Mm. It ain't done. The Swedish boys start speaking in Swedish. The mom tried to switch topics. I finished eating as fast as I could and then started making moves to leave. Luke also stands up from the table and walks me to the front door. I grab my coat and go to the landing. Luke stays at the top of the stairs a few steps above me while I put on my high heels with these dainty little ankle straps so it takes a zillion awkward moments to get them done up. After finally putting on my shoes, I decided that I should give him a quick hug goodbye. So I stepped up the stairs to meet him. Naturally, because this is my special morning in hell, I trip on my way up. I recover, we have a bad hug, and then I quickly head down the stairs. As I open the door to leave, I turn around and attempt to say, please thank your dad for breakfast. But in nervousness, I just say a little too loudly, thank you, Dad. Luke looks sorry for me. I turn bright red. I open the door and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
To this day, it still proudly holds the honor of being the most embarrassing one-night stand of my existence.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm a poor little thing.
You are a gigantic, poorest, most littlest thing of all time.
Honestly, you are the largest, most gigantic, most hugest, poorest of poor, little, tiniest, littlest thing that anyone has ever met.
Because if you take that story down, that story could have been a PLT story just about having sex on a lawnmower. That could, if she, you know, that could have been it.
That's it.
And then the sex with the Swedish players, that's more PLT level stuff.
Sure.
The ring, the ketchup.
The queefing.
The queefing, of course.
The stealing, the dad. The strappy heels.
I was going to say, I would have just probably walked out the door and not put my shoes on, but you look a little crazy that way too if you walk out with bare feet. So she probably had to put the shoes on.
Also, what about walking upstairs after having a one-night stand with a stranger and his parents are like, sit down, have some breakfast with us. Hey.
Well, it's funny. I was going to comment on that too, but you know what? My parents would have done that. I come from that kind of family. Because I was going to judge and be like, what parents are like just letting his son have sex with an 18-year-old girl in their basement while they have billets and all that stuff?
Well, but what do you mean letting?
My family would have.
How? What do you mean letting? He just brought them home.
Well, fair enough. But I'm sure he knew they would have been okay with it. They invited her to stay for breakfast.
You know, my mom would have been like, hello. Hi. Hello. What's your name?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, what's your name? Brandy. It's Brandy. Are you my daughter's friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's hello? What's your name? D. It's D.
Yeah. D. I'm your daughter's friend.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you need a ride? Mm-hmm. Do you need a sandwich on your way out on your voyage? Mm-hmm. You can't stay here, but I'll make you a sandwich.
You have to leave really quickly.
Yeah. And if this was pre-divorce, my dad would be like, what the fuck? Who are you?
Yeah. Ruth, get the gun.
Ruth, get the gun. And D's like, I don't want no trouble. No trouble, man.
I want to commend you. That was wonderfully written.
Wow.
It was written so well.
Honestly, that was a PLT story on steroids. Yeah. And that's the kind of story that I live for. Mm-hmm. I am only alive based on stories like this that keep me going. Okay? You're not alone. Look at this PLT. Mm-hmm. If you are embarrassed by something that's happened recently, remember this night of this PLT's life.
Yeah.
She was trying to do it on a lawnmower. She stole
a ring.
Stayed for bacon and then tripped on her way out.
All while being extremely hungover.
Oh, that might be the worst part.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I was also going to ask if she ever saw this guy again, but as she stated in the story, it was a one-night stand, so she never saw Luke again.
Luke ain't never seeing her again.
Luke did sound pretty hot, though.
Yeah, Luke sounds hot.
Also, hockey billets?
Like, I don't know.
Do you think I should get some hockey billets in my little bachelor apartment here?
Brian, you can't be billeting young men here.
Well, I have this walk-in closet that if you've been to my apartment, it is quite large. I could probably put a little single bed in there.
Yeah.
And then my rent's very cheap. So then if I charge them excessively, then my rent's paid for.
Charge them excessively?
Yeah, then I have these like 18... No.
Brian, I know what you're thinking and no.
Yeah. Well, she's a PLT.
Oh, yeah. She's the only PLT.
Yeah.
You know, those hockey players are PLTs, too.
Yeah.
During them having sex, you're making fun of the fart noises.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Go to fucking hell. And she's never going to have sex with you.
And she's never going to fuck in a lawnmower with you.
No, she might have, actually, though.
No, she won't.
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll ask her.
Yeah, we'll ask her. Like every episode. What do we do, Amy?
We ask a question.
We end with a question.
You ask me a question.
I ask Amy a question. This week's question. A lot of parents in this episode. If your friend saw your mom on Tinder, and when you saw her profile, your mom had photoshopped her head onto much younger Kardashian-like bodies, like boobs and all that, you know, like 25-year-old bodies, but her face as it is now, and lied about all her interests, what would you do?
Okay, wait. My friend is on Tinder, and they've seen my mom.
Yeah, they were Tinder swiping, whatever. You know, like, maybe your friend's a boy, and they see your mom looking for a man on there. And it's your mom, and it's her face as it looks now, but she's figured out her Photoshop skills or paid me to do it.
Okay.
And she's Photoshopped herself onto these much younger, big-breasted, bikini-like bodies.
And what are her interests?
Her interests are probably, like, raves, partying on
water
the weekend,
skiing.
Water skiing, Kanye West, like, motorsports. Yeah. Like monster trucks.
Drag racing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what would I do? I would immediately drive over to her house. I would kick down the door and I would be like, Mom, come here now. I'm just on the phone with your grandmother, honey. Hang up. I would take the phone. I would smash it against the wall. I'd be like, Grandma, I'd smash it.
Yeah.
And you just hear from the phone, hello, and I'd be like, not now, Grandma.
Yeah. Also, Amy's grandma is still alive.
She's 99.
Insane.
She's 99
That's
years old.
So fun. I'm so jealous.
I know. Well, you are?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's 99. That's impressive.
I think she wants to go. I don't know. I think once you get there, you're like, this is a lot.
Fair.
Anyways, so I smashed the phone up against, not her, just the phone. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, hello. And then I'd kick the end button.
Yeah.
I'd kick the red button. And then be like, you know?
Yeah.
And my mom would be like, Amy, what's going on? I'd be like, oh, really? Look at this, Mom. Mm-hmm. Look what Ryan showed me. Because he's looking for women
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Because he can't decide what kind of fleshlight he wants, either female genitalia mm-hmm. or a male's bumhole. He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So he's questioning.
Yeah, he's curious.
He's curious. And look what he came about. You. How do you know how to Photoshop? Why are you on Tinder? And why are you saying you like drag racing, water skiing, and fucking
MDMA
and Kanye West? You've never done MDMA. You tried weed once and you went blind.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're not doing MDMA. That's what I say. And then she'd probably be like, Amy.
I love the moment. She'd be like,
Amy, first of all, sit down. First of all, you're paying for the door. Okay. I'm not taking that out of my own bank account. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you did that.
Yeah.
And secondly, I was talking to your grandmother. She's 99. That could have been the last time I was talking to her. And you've thrown her against the wall. And I'd say, stop it.
Yes.
Stop trying to divert from the real topic here. Why are you Photoshopping yourself on here? And then she'd be like, your brother downloaded an app onto my phone mm-hmm. and I learned how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Gloria, you know her, mm-hmm. she set me up on Tinder.
Yeah.
I've never been on it, mm-hmm. but I know my profile's on there. And she manages it for me, Amy. Mm-hmm. And I don't like you coming in here like this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know you're coming. And then I would be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I don't want to talk mm-hmm. and take it down
mm-hmm.
because it's not true.
No, she's lying.
She can be on Tinder.
Yeah.
But why is she Photoshopping and lying?
Mm-hmm.
She said, and then she'd go, Gloria told me that it would help me get some bites.
Bites.
Yeah. What would you do?
I would. Well, first of all, my mom is still with my dad. So mm-hmm. I would get on the first bus to Merritt. I would go straight to the train station mm-hmm. and I would just hijack a bus. I'm like, I don't got a ticket, but get me on. It's emergency. And
you would drive it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I would drive it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I would drive the bus. It wasn't even scheduled. And I would just drive it by myself.
Is anyone in it?
Yeah. I would like leave. I'm like, anyone need a ride to Merritt?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I knew some of the people that I was on the same one, like a woman who had her shoes off behind me on the bus.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to Merritt again. I'm like, get on, Sicily. So then they get on and I'm driving. I get to Merritt in like 2 hours, which is usually like four. I fucking go so fast up the Coquihalla.
The Coquihalla. Yeah.
And I'm going and then I get there right up to my parents' house and then the people on the bus are like, what is this? I'm like, you have to fend for yourself now. Figure it out.
Take the bus.
Yeah. Get it out of my yard.
Yeah.
And then I storm and my mom is like, what are you doing here, Ryan?
Yeah.
What a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's dad? And she's like, he's in the garage playing with his car. I'm like, perfect. I'm like, mom, look what I found. And then I'd show her her profile.
Yeah.
And immediately she'd be like, yeah? Like she wouldn't even care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what's up? You're still with dad and you're looking for men? She goes, yeah. That boat sailed years ago, Ryan, and I'm still a woman of need and desires. And then I'd go, yeah, I get it.
Yep.
So then we'd go on and we'd actually like, we'd find some men for her.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to my dad and he'd be like, what are you doing here? And I'd be like, surprise, I came to take mom out for like a early Christmas dinner.
Yes.
And he'd say, can I come? No, you got to work on the cars and someone has to watch Bruce, the dog.
Yep.
So then I would actually call the girl, Sicily, who had the bus. I'd be like, can you come pick us up actually?
In the bus.
So, she'd come back on the bus and pick us up, and then she'd take us into Merritt City.
Yeah.
And then we go to one of their bars.
Merritt City.
And then we go to one of their bars, and because they don't have a Cactus or Earl's or anything, they just have all these weird ones.
Like a saloon.
A saloon.
They've got like a saloon.
They do have a bunch of saloons.
Yeah.
So we go to a Merritt saloon.
Right.
And we basically would just kind of live there, and I keep like matching with guys, you know? I'm like, oh, mom. And I'll also be like, mom, your tits are huge. Like,
Whoa, yeah.
And then so suddenly the guys would start showing up, and then it would just
in
be
Merritt
like.
Merritt City.
Yeah, in Merritt City at the saloon.
Yeah.
And it would kind of be like speed dating.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, Jared, L, you're next. And then Jared would come, and they would all, and they'd be like, she doesn't look like she does in the photos. Like, you shut the fuck up.
And you'd be like,
you shut the fuck up.
Yes.
You, this is this woman's dream.
She's live in Merritt. Yes. You don't even have any better choices.
I came from inside of her. Okay. She's a good woman. And he'd be like, that's a good point.
Yes.
And then eventually we'd find the best match for her. And then we'd go get them a hotel room. And I'd wait in the hallway just in case, you know, if I heard anything. I told her, you knock on the wall three times.
If you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it would be great. And then she'd get satisfied. And then we'd, you know, take
you
the
would
bus.
Have your fleshlight in the hallway that your sister gave you. Okay. Go on while you're listening for your mom doing it with a man.
This is true.
Okay.
And then, And then Sicily would show up with the bus. And I'd be like, get out of here. Go to the saloon. And I would drive it back home. And my dad would be like, oh, how was your dinner? And I'll be like, it was good. Wink, wink.
And you and your mom would wink at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, why does it smell like cum?
Hey, stop talking about that.
That was me, Dad.
Stop it.
And that's what would happen.
Ryan, I heard your sister got you a fleshlight. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, do you want to mind lending it to your old man?
No, Brian. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, I don't know about this question. Thank you very much. And that's wonderful what you would do for your mother and that bus in Sicily.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.